Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin, but just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi everyone, I'm Pritika Khanna and I am back with another episode of Delhi Decoded, your weekly update from the national capital. I hope you're all keeping safe and most importantly staying indoors during this lockdown. Over the last few days, there have been more than enough signals from the government that this ongoing lockdown is likely to get extended as the country continues to battle COVID-19. India now has more than 5,000 active cases across the country. While everyone continues to take precautionary measures to prevent the spread of COVID-19, the jury is still out on how effective masks are in all of this. As the disease continues to spread, it led to panic purchasing of masks, especially N95 and surgical masks. However, in Delhi, thanks to the declining air quality, a lot of people had already invested in masks, and the use was not so uncommon. But as cases continued to rise, the advisory has gone from don't wear masks to everyone should wear masks when out. The Health Ministry has issued an advisory saying that the general public can wear masks made with cloth when they are out and especially if they are unwell. The benefit of a cloth mask is the reusability factor, as they can be easily washed and dried at home itself. This, of course, does not take away from the fact that washing your hands and not touching your face continue to be most important. A lot of companies and households have even started making masks on a small scale at home. Conflicting views on the effectiveness of masks continue. The World Health Organization had initially said that only those who are showing symptoms or are unwell should wear masks, while others should totally avoid it. While the WHO has reviewed their stance now, they continue to say that a mask on its own is inefficient to control the spread. There are studies which show that countries like Japan and South Korea, which made wearing masks mandatory, were more successful in controlling the spread of the virus. The mask helps in blocking droplets from entering the nose and mouth, but it needs to be used properly. Like a lot of other countries, Maharashtra became the first Indian state to make the use of masks compulsory. Anybody walking outside should be wearing a mask to cover their face or they'll face penalties, the government said. Uttar Pradesh has also made it compulsory for people to wear masks when outside. Meanwhile, Karnataka has made it compulsory for people in high population density areas to wear masks. There is no such advisory in place for Delhi as of now. There is no clarity on how effective these masks can be, but they can sure help act as a barrier. With research still ongoing on how to counter the disease, which has most of the world under lockdown, I think it's best to follow all the precautions that one can take in such a time. That's all from me this week. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast for your weekly Delhi update. Do also reach out to us, as we would love to hear your feedback, questions, and your valuable suggestions. We are ever present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at HT Smartcast. You can also email us at podcast@hindustantimes.com or directly reach out to me at Pritika Khanna, that's P-R-E-T-I-K-A, @KHANNA on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Until then, stay safe.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.